This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free, fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's apply.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Now look at him.
Oh. He thinks he's bringing something.
I was lying.
Well, put moron number two on the phone.
Hello, darling.
Oh, my God.
You come here often?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
He went all American Pie on his hose just after a little fragrance. It got all sort of very, very weird. Coming up on this show, Bo Ryan, one of our favourites, of course, the Sydney Footy Show star, who's now branched out into the most incredible body of work. It's nuts what he does. A Brag Artist after that, and I think I'm in control.
Good.
Feedback with Hose. Mm-hmm. Sean Darcy, Big Darce.
Big Darce.
Ahead of Freo and the Western Bulldogs Saturday night sellout Optus Stadium in Perth. Idiot File was massive, will be massive online. We have to tighten it up a touch for our show today. Mm-hmm. And then a joke to finish.
Right.
As I say hello to you, William Brownless.
Hello, Jimmy boy. And how is the MCG, please?
Oh, my goodness. It is magnificent. Mm-hmm. And the girls are about to play North Melbourne take on Melbourne AFLW.
Yep.
And you can tell, Bill, that they don't get much access to this mighty Coliseum.
Why?
Because both groups of players, yeah, so that's 45, 50 players, have been out there for an hour and a half. They're taking selfies. They're kicking snaps. They're now back in preparing. But it is so cool because, as you and I both know, and you obviously played when you played here with decent crowds, but when you used to play Shield cricket here, Bill,
yes,
no, lucky to get 2,000 people at the ground. Jim. It never mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you play, you're privileged to play on this ground is superb. So the girls will play here and absolutely love it.
Yeah, spot on. Well done to them. And then, of course, Melbourne take on Sydney.
Jeepers creepers.
That'll be a cracker.
What do you reckon? 80? Will you get 80? Probably
not. Yeah,
75.
I go 75.
Yeah. Righto.
35 last night. They were all, what about the finish of that game?
That.
We'll talk about that very shortly, Jim. And, of course, we got Rosemary back in the seat.
Would you now please join with the players and the umpires as we stand for the Australian National Anthem.
Love it.
It's a lot.
Love it,
Hose. 2008 semi-final between Bulldogs and Swans, and the crowd loved AC/DC for
Not
one second.
Not only the crowd, our man himself, Dermot Brereton, I reckon, was doing the commentary, and he went, yes, that actually is Australia's
national
anthem.
Yeah, correct.
And I agree with him. How good.
I love that. Imagine... Who was that? I think it was Tony Shebeki doing the music.
Brecky with Shebeki.
Yeah, Brecky with Shebeki.
Oh, come on, Breck.
And I reckon he put on the wrong tape or whatever. Come on. I tell you what, we've got a nice little rappy today, Friday.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
I tell you what, how good was last night? Big, big news from last night, of course. North Melbourne inducts 3 life members.
Oh.
Yes. Just breaking news. North Melbourne Football Club is proud to induct James Brayshaw, Frank Good and Jonah Siegel as life members of their great club. And, of course, is our man. Well done, Jimmy. Life membership last night.
You are a fool's head. So you're talking about big things from last night. We're talking about what happened at the Gabba, which is extraordinary yes. elimination final. That's what we're here to discuss.
Right.
And Bill. I was sitting at the Sid Barker Medal, of course. Congratulations to Jai Simkin.
What about yourself?
Luke Davies, Uniac, Bailey's got the top 3. But I'm watching it, Bill, trying to act. Well, not trying to act. I was genuinely interested in what was going on at the start. But I had my phone up at the same time.
Yes.
My God, what a final that is. That is ridiculous.
I know. Unbelievable. What was it? 16 goals apiece. That's what normally finals are tough and hard,
yes,
and you get 8 yes. goals to 10 or something like that. 16 goals apiece. Did you see the Tom Lynch goal point?
So what did you think? I did on replay. You know, I wasn't watching it live. But.
I'll tell you, Jim, what you do. You look at the bloke who kicks it because they know, right?
Yep.
Tom Lynch's reaction, he'd missed it.
Yep, he knew.
He knew he missed it. So that's what you got to look at. and no doubt about that. And
but here's the thing, Bill. The what they call a soft call or an on-ground call,
yeah.
do we actually need that?
No.
Because then it's got to be overturned.
That's right.
Oh, does the umpire just have to turn around to the goal umpire, turn around to the officiating umpire and say, I want them to have a look. And then they make the decision. Yeah. Is that a better way to do it?
No doubt. They shouldn't be a soft call. You're spot on there. But I just look at Tom Lynch. It's even when someone touches the ball. Straight away, they put their hand up, they've touched it. That's the best reaction. And so I reckon...
Well, what did Dimmer think of it all?
Well, he got a bit antsy. Have a listen to this. But this was straight after the game.
What did you think about the goal review? Yeah. I don't know. I just feel the technology's not good enough. It hasn't been for a long period of time. I think we put a lot of money into it and clearly it's indecisive still. So they've got goal umpires. Pick which way you want to go.
It's pretty costly though. Would you like to see
something? Oh, really? Do you think so? Do you think it's really costly?
Would you like to see some investment into the technology over the summer?
Well, why don't we just let the umpires make the call? They're paid to do a job. Let them do a job. Or don't have them. One of the two.
Bill, that's your fault.
Why?
Well, Tom Hawke, I'm sitting at the MCG.
Don't go back to 09.
150 metres from here, he kicked one that actually went midway through the behind post and was given a goal.
Hit the post.
It cost St Kilda a grand final win.
It actually went to third slip.
No, went to the gully, Bill.
Gully.
So this is why we have brought all this in, because of you.
No, I had nothing. Well, I was part of it, of course, the premiership team. But I think you just go with the goal umpire, Jim. You're going to make mistakes.
Sure.
That was a mistake last night. There's always going to be mistakes. That's why there's rubbers on the end of pencils.
I know, but this arc has been brought in to eliminate the howlers. So I don't think so. I think we've got to keep using it. But last night, if you're a Richmond fan, that's very tough. Because a bit like, was it Libra in that famous final against Adelaide?
Well, he thought he kicked it.
They all thought he kicked it, and the Adelaide people said, no, it went straight over the post. I think Big Peb's rocker out here in the granny also kicked one straight over the post. How are we ever going to prove that it's a goal or not
situation? Yeah, I know. You know what it did? It kind of summed up Richmond's year. Mm. They were there, then they weren't. They were good, they were bad. So anyway, they're out.
The last one from me.
Yes,
you're the footballer in this conversation.
Yes.
The last one from me. If you had two goal umpires, one on each post, would that help?
So, yes, it would. Of course it would, because they're right there.
Then maybe that's Dimmer's point. Why don't we just put two at each end, and then whatever they say, we accept.
It's more money. It's more cost.
So, well, of course it is, but we're the biggest professional sport in Australia. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't want it to, all the bloody people out there saying, don't change the rules again.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a solution for Richmond from last night.
So for that shot, the banana there, they'd be right under the goal. Yeah, they'd be right under it. You're right. That could have helped last night. Spot on.
All right.
Benny Amafio has left the North Melbourne Footy Club. Jimmy Boy, we know Ben, of course. He was our GM here at Triple M and was instrumental in getting this show to air.
He was and leaves the club in very, very good off-field shape. So there's lots of people who focus on what's happening on the field at North, and that's nowhere near good enough, by the way. 17, 18, 18, we know, is unacceptable. But what they are is in rude off-field health.
Mm-hmm.
Record membership, huge profits, and now money actually in the black at the club, which never happened in my time.
Yep.
So money banked to be spent in other areas. So congratulations to Ben Amafio on what he's been able to achieve off-field during tough times for the club on field.
Spot on. And the Storm were beaten last night by the Parramatta Eels now, 22-14. So that means the Eels get fourth spot on the ladder, Jim. Mm. And that leaves Storm fifth spot. They've got to play eighth now in the finals. They're in an elimination final next week. So
we'll speak to Bo Ryan about that next.
We will.
What he thinks. Oh, hello.
Oh, geez. All right.
Literally
got me to wrap up.
He's ready to go.
Jeez.
Who's this?
I thought there was more of the rappy.
Is this Fooey's?
It is the Fooey's. Well done.
Jeez, you wrapped me up on me wrap.
Oh, my apologies for doing my job.
Where's wraps?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't.
The Amazing Race is back. And this year, we're going all around the world. We're racing in Turkey.
Pretty sure
Caesar
came from Greece.
Believe.
The sharks are right under me.
Rocco. Go, let's go.
Mexico.
From Colombia to the Caribbean. The Amazing Race on 10.
The best job in the world, Jimmy Boy, Bo Ryan has got. Don't worry about that. The Amazing Race. He's also been a NRL superstar, the West Tigers and the Sharkies there.
Oh, yeah.
And also did a bit of dancing. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. He's done everything. Bit of modelling. Everyone loves him. Everyone's missus loves him. Bo, welcome to the Rush Hour, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love you, boys. You know that.
How you going, mate? Because you are everywhere. I watched the Amazing Race the other night, and I think it was in Egypt, and, geez, you get around.
Yeah, I mean, the start was hard. We hit six continents and seven countries, but the start was hard because I had to go. We had the first lot left in Melbourne and then connecting flights to Morocco, then back, did the Sydney one, back to Morocco. So it was five. The first 5 days was a blur, but it was worth it to when they met.
Tell us about Morocco. It's a must-go-to on my bucket list, but I haven't achieved it yet. Do you see it the same way?
100%. Like any of the big cities and major, you know, out of the major countries, we get over there. Casablanca is, I mean, it's like Melbourne, Sydney. It's a big city. But like anywhere you go two or three hours out, you go to Ouarzazate, Marrakesh. I think they invented the spice over there. Unbelievable. the rugs. We had the teams in the tannery the other day where they make most of the leather for the world. It's a beautiful place, but very, very far away, mate. I always say, I'd love to bring the kids here, and then I think about it, six connecting flights. That's never going to happen.
Always good to get home, isn't it, Bowie boy?
Always, man. Always good flying home.
So season three, so it's going beautifully. Return Sunday, 7:30 on Channel 10, of course. That is the Amazing Race. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the footy because I'm hearing that you are the man to talk to about AFL football.
AFL, I'm winning the comp. Well, I'm draw with my mate. We've got all the blokes I grew up with.
Yeah.
I'm coming last in the NRL comp. We'll equal last, obviously. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But the AFL comp, mate, I'm right into it. Probably as much as the NRL. I mean, I got Brisbane last night. The game of the year is Geelong versus Collingwood, and whoever wins that wins the comp.
Wow.
Melbourne are good, but I'm all about the dark horse. I mean, Collingwood have been very, very good.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable to watch. Geelong, I mean, they've been ready for this moment all year, but I can smell an upset, man.
Oh, no.
Jeez,
but,
I like that.
Do you follow Sydney or the Giants?
I mean, I know players. I mean, Dan Henneberry I was close with, and Buddy, obviously. And, I've met a lot of the guys over the years. And when I lived out west, I was close to a lot of the GWS boys. So I do. But mainly players, mate. Mainly, you know what it's like. You meet people along the way. We used to knock around with you guys. You get close to players. I don't really have a team, nah.
Righto. Well, Melbourne, Sydney, of course, Sydney have got an unbelievable record. They've won 7 out of 8 against Melbourne at the MCG. So who are you picking there?
Well, I've got to go. Well, Melbourne should win. Yeah. Melbourne should win. Right. But, you know, I've got to stick. Mate, to be honest with you, I've tipped Melbourne. I want Sydney to win. I do, because I'm a Sydney boy, mate. But they're hard to beat there.
Geelong, Collingwood, Twilight, Saturday afternoon at the MCG.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually gone the upset Collingwood. I think they can do it, bro.
Really?
I think they can do it. They can do it. I said it about Brisbane last night. Yeah. And they've been very good to me.
Righto. And Freo, Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, I've gone Freo. I just had to check, actually. I've gone Freo.
Righto.
Freo. Yeah, I've gone Freo. Freo.
All right, what about the game you played, mate? I know you're at the bottom of the tipping, but we obviously have a very strong Storm focus. How are our mob going to go?
They're going good. I mean, they had a few out last night and played Parramatta and lost. Parramatta are a good team. They're a good team, but they both scored the same amount of tries. Parra just kicked all their goals. Melbourne will be thereabouts, mate. Look, they've had a lot of injuries this year, but they'll be thereabouts this year. The biggest game of the year is tonight, South Sydney versus the Roosters. The stadium opens up. Wonderful game. It's and you know what? South Sydney could win it. I mean, Roosters have really clicked the last month, but they've played a lot of, and you know what it's like. This time of year, your body's pretty ruined. They've got a lot of guys that have done it before, but I think they will run out of gas at some stage. They've had a really hard run. Into the semis.
And, Bo, that new mob, the bloody pox-ridden Dolphins or whatever, keep raiding our team,
bloody
stealing our players.
Yeah. They are. I mean, geez, I'd like to be a player right now. I mean, everyone's inflated about 20%, which I'm loving. Look, they're struggling to sign a marquee guy. They're still, I mean, they're going to be in next year, but they've thrown everything by the kitchen sink to Cameron Munster.
Yes.
And look, if you're going to give anyone $1 or $1.5 million, I mean, there's only a couple of guys in the game I reckon that command it. I mean, Latrell Mitchell's one, Tommy Trbojevic, but Munster's a guy you can build your club around. He's a Queenslander, and mate, I reckon he'll go there. I honestly do.
Righto.
I reckon he will. I mean, Melbourne have offered him $1 million, but mate, at the end of the day, an extra $500,000 a year over 5 years, it's a lot of money.
I'm hearing his nice little incentive at the stay at the Storm also, Jim. I'll tell you about it later.
Parking lot deals are the best, you know.
Bowie Ryan, of course. The Amazing Race returns Sunday, 7:30 on 10. I watched it last week. Bloody get you in. You can't stop watching it. It's a beauty. Good on you, Bo. You're a bloody star.
Thanks for your time, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing you now, Jim?
Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you? You're sitting there, you dickhead.
Hey, Jim.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them.
You're
unbelievable. Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the Friday Brag Artist.
It's Friday, Jim. Friday Brag Artist, our favourite segment. And I want to brag about you.
Oh.
Yes, because what a star you are, Jim. Now, I'm being serious here because...
No, I don't think you
North
are.
North Melbourne inducted three life members last night, and one of them was James Brayshaw, who took the membership from 23,000 to 43,000 in a matter of 4 or 5 years, redevelopment of the North Arden Street headquarters there, and also saved the bloody club.
Absolutely.
So well done, Jim.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bill. I said on stage last night, when I think of life members of North, I think of Wayne Schimmelbusch and David Dench and Malcolm Blight and Ross Glendening and Adam Simpson and Carey and Archer and Stephen. So it didn't feel right, I must admit. I didn't feel comfortable being inducted into a thing that has people like that attached to it.
Yes.
But I love the club. It was very surprising and a great honour. So I thank everyone for their kindness in that space.
Who did you take along? You and Lise? And the...
Lise and I, went along, and we had a very good night, actually. It was the Sid Barker medal, more importantly. So Jai Simkin from Luke Davies-Uniac and Bailey Scott. So there's the future of the club right there. I think 24, 23 and 22. Clarko got up and spoke, which was great to hear from the little master.
Great.
And, it was brilliant. It was a good night, and let's hope, Bill, that the club is now starting to head in an upward path because we don't want to be finishing 18th any longer.
Spot on, Jimmy boys.
All right, so what are we giving away, please, Hose?
I'm feeling very generous, but let's start with a Red Gum Barbecue hamper valued at over $170. Get Dad a Red Gum Barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day, which is on Sunday. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door, redgumbarbecue.com.au.
Had you finished or were you about to go with one of your own?
I had a little one today.
Right,
I went out to a building site out in Bulleen, Jim, and for Fight Cancer Foundation, Footy Colours Days. You know, when it's mainly, any workplace or school.
Well, schools used to kids, wear it to the schools.
Yeah, kids wear their jumpers or their scarves or whatever. So it's a bit of fun there. Renee Gehring from AFLW, The Cats, she was there.
Yes.
She just had a baby, actually, so she's not playing this year for the Cats. And Jack Crisp.
Crispy.
He is a bloody good bloke.
Very good bloke.
Yeah, and I had a chat to him about the big game tomorrow afternoon, of course, Jimmy boy, but he was there. So Footy Colours Day, that is fantastic. Get along, wear your colours to school, to your workplace, whatever you want. And that was really good. I was,
so that's
me.
That's
Jim.
More of an announcement than a brag of any type.
Well, I had to go to a building site. I'll tell you what, I nearly got on the...
tools?
Excavator.
Ever finish his sentences.
Excavator, Jim.
He had no idea where he was going there. 133353, ring us now. What are you bragging about this Friday? The prizes are enormous.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Canada is the fifth most... the country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most.
give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them.
Yeah, oh, nah.
You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Oh, and good prizes attached too. So let's get ripping in. Aaron from Craigie Burn Fat.
G'day, Azza.
Oh, sorry, try again. I'm just a bit slow.
Yeah, he's on now. G'day, Az. What's your brag?
I was there. Sorry, Billy was talking. At the school I work at, we, over the last 2 weeks, we've put on 6 shows of Disney's The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Each night, over 200 kids on stage. 4 of the 6 nights sold out.
Jeez.
So that's the first thing. Great. Huge success.
Yeah.
Second thing, we train seeing eye dogs, and we found out that of our 5 dogs we've had go through, we've had our 3rd dog graduate just yesterday, and he's going to go match with someone and change someone's life with any luck. So, yeah.
Nice, Az.
How good's this school, Jim? What's the school, Aaron?
I'd get in trouble for telling you, so won't tell you.
All right, but that's a very good school. Lion King good. And the
sold out bloody performances. All right, Chris Altona Meadows. Chrissy.
How you going, guys? Yeah, my brag of the week. I played in an A-grade cricket grand final in 91-92 with the late, great Billy Pickin.
You're so unbelievable.
How'd you go?
Yeah, I was 12th man. I got a run. I had a field, but that was it.
12th man.
Who for?
I got one.
Who's the four?
I was only 15. St Andrews Cricket Club in the Hamilton District Cricket Association.
How did Billy go?
Yeah, I can't really remember. It was a long time ago. About 30 years ago now.
You know, Chris, the great Ian Botham, the Lord Ian Botham, is a Collingwood fan because he and Billy Pickin were great mates.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's how their beef came to be such a passionate pie. They were really good mates and probably Bill two peas out of the same pot.
Exactly right. Did he commentate, I wonder, when he was coming in to bowl? Here comes Billy. Oh, nice outswinger there. Because that's what he used to do when he played footy, they reckon.
Yeah, he did. When he used to play for Hamilton, he played full forward and, he used to stand there and talk to himself all game.
Yeah, good. Good on him.
All right, well done. Stay there, Chris. Narelle in Narelleville.
In Kahuna, Jim.
Kahuna, righto.
Narelle. Hello, Narelle.
Hi, Billy, JB and Rosie. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Really good.
What do you got for us, Narelle?
My 17-year-old son he's 16, has taught himself to play guitar just by ear and listening to the music and can now play full Nirvana songs.
Oh, wow. What does he play?
Like Teen Spirit. He plays Heart-Shaped Box. He's learning some Goo Goo Dolls at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
He's playing some Pink Floyd. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you hear this a lot in the backyard, in the back room?
Oh, all the time.
Good on him.
That is a good effort. And taught himself.
Taught himself, yep. So he's watched a few YouTube videos and now he just listens to songs and goes, oh, yeah, and starts playing them.
Not a lot to do in Kahuna. So that would be, Jim, it's a little.
I think it's very, very brag-worthy.
Yes.
And I imagine, Hose, that your young person now, which is when they learn guitar, that smells like Teen Spirit, the ding-a-ding.
Iconic.
That would be where you'd start.
Absolutely. It's the smoke on the water
smoke
of now.
Smoke on the water.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right.
So. Well done, Narelle.
Stay there, Naz. Brett, Keelor Downs, Bill?
Yes, it is. Hello, Bretty boy.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful day, isn't it, Brett?
It is absolutely amazing. So, firstly, hey, Billy, Rosemary and Billy. My break for the day is that after 30 years, Dad and I, who are both Collingwood supporters, we've just become full Melbourne Cricket Club members and we'll be at the grand final in a couple of weeks' time.
If you make it.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know, Brett,
that
Collingwood supporters were allowed to be members of the MCC.
That's a bit cruel.
I thought normally there was some sort of vetting going on as to... No, that is brilliant.
Well,
for the rest of your life, mate, you can not only go to the footy, but the cricket and anything else that's held at this extraordinary Coliseum.
How are they going to go tomorrow, Brett?
Good chance. Let's hope they get up. Let's go Pies.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, I'm hoping for them. Bloody hope.
Pies. Yes. Well done. Stay there. Michael in Melton. Hello, Mickey.
Mickey.
How you going?
Geez, you get around, Mickey.
A little bit.
All right, what's your brag artist, Mick?
I finally got to meet you on Monday, Jim, the 2022 Sports Event of the Year. It's something to be proud of.
Oh,
Sports Event of the Year, where were you?
No, you.
Oh, yeah, God, no doubt about that. Where did we meet?
Remember you signed the thing on Monday at Kyneton?
Oh, up in Kyneton. Yes, of course, yeah. Mickey boy. Nah, that was brilliant. How good was that, by the way?
It was awesome because I was trying to get you on the last two shows, but you usually leave like you've robbed the bank. You're gone.
No, so. I do have to split. I'm the only one that does anything on that show, so I have to go and get stuff organised. Bill just does bugger all.
I like that. Like robbing a bank. He's out the door, isn't he, right. Mickey boy?
No, see you on Monday in Colac then, Michael.
Yes.
I will.
See you next Colac. Monday.
All right, Bill.
Any others nice there, helping. Host?
No, that's all for today. Good brags, though.
Yes, very nice bragging. Right, where are you headed?
Well, I like the first one, the school and the seeing eye dogs. That was magnificent. Yes. That was Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, well done. So you, for Father's Day, getting a Red Gum barbecue hamper valued at over $170.
Yep. Oh, sensational. Thank you very much, guys.
Well done.
Well done to your school. And also Narelle there in Kahuna.
Narelle, what's your son's name?
Lachlan,
and I think you need to be his guardian. Going to go to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins and more at Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
How awesome. Thank you.
Oh,
nice. Go and do that. Brett, he gets something from Keelor Downs. He's an MCC member with his old man. They'll love going to the G together, so we'll get you something. Brett?
Triple M prize pack.
Yeah, well done, Hose. You've done well there.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And good luck and tomorrow.
No, no Geelong. Good luck. Yes, Bill.
All right. Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This show wouldn't be on air anywhere else in the world.
We have something special to launch right now.
Can you kick a footy further than Billy?
Your technique when kicking a talk.
Just hold it like that and kick.
If you can, you could win $5,000. Thanks to Bosch Tools, how do you measure up against Billy?
Kick the thing!
So Bill goes on the front bar, of course. We go through the stupid bloody goal after the siren, which went 25 metres, so we've all had enough of that. Yeah. But they dug up vision of a football park, or the old footy park, torp out of the middle.
Exactly.
I think it was in a pre-season game, Fat.
It was.
And that did go a long way.
Yes.
That went 75.
80. 85.
Don't reckon 80, 75. So what we're doing, thanks to Bosch Tools, is finding out who from the Rush Hour family thinks they can kick longer than you.
Spot on, Jim. Head to triplem.com.au, you register your details, and tell us why you think you can kick further than Fat Bill, and you could be selected to measure up against me, Jim.
That's it, Bill. Five contestants, three kicks each. We're not going to give away the location just yet.
No.
But the person who can kick the ball the farthest will walk away farthest is the proper way to say it, but with 5K.
Five K.
$5,000 plus a Bosch Tools pack, all thanks to Bosch Tools. Five contestants, three kicks.
And you know what I like about this, Jim? Everyone reckons they can kick. But do you go the torp? You've only got three kicks each.
Yes.
So do you throw a torp in there or you just go the drop punt to try and get distance? But if you can land a torp, you could win it.
You tell me. But in my view, it's a drop punt first.
Yes.
And you get that registered.
And
then you have a go at two barrels.
Well, what happens if the second one goes off the side of the boot? Then you've got to make a decision, Jim.
That's why strategy comes into it, Bill.
That's right. And if you get onto a torp, you win it, I reckon. So I tell you what,
$5,000.com.au, $5,000 from Bosch is unbelievable, plus the Bosch Tools pack, of course. Mm. So register your details and tell us why you think you can measure up against Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You get worse every year.
How?
I know, we asked that same question.
Upon my
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Bowl.
Rosie Walton.
G'day, Rose.
After a blistering edition yesterday, Hose.
Yeah. Oh, that was magnificent. ACRA award winning.
I think it was ACRA.
You know that song, The Dumb Things, it's I Pawn My Rings.
I lost my shirt. I pawned my rings. Yeah. I've done all the dumb things.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people wouldn't know that, Rose.
No, okay. They wouldn't, Bill, including you.
Just found that out.
Some feedback from Facebook. Rick Fleming has sent us a message saying, "Hey guys, just wanted to say that the audio of the French pilots punching on in the cockpit made me pull my car over yesterday because I was laughing so hard. Some of your finest work there, Bins. Let's play it again."
Sacré bleu! Oui, oui! Merde!
Oh, Maddie Haywood working overtime
and,
in the booth.
Onion, and too. Onion. Yeah, they did a good job there. Yeah. Well done,
boys. Acknowledge Onion.
Yeah.
Harps Harper has sent us a photo that I will share on our Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour. Saw Fat's new car today. It's a photo of a black Prado in traffic with the number plate, I heart you, Jing.
Oh,
seriously, Jing. I love you, Jing. Amazing find. Thank you, Harps Harper. I'll put that up on our Instagram as soon as we get into the news.
Yep.
But it's a sad day. Oh. I need to acknowledge the passing of a Melbourne icon, Queenie. Do you remember? Carmen and Queenie.
Yes.
Wow. So she turned 101,
she just
turn 101 this year in April, and I got a message from Pam, her daughter, today to say that Queenie has passed away. So our love goes to Pam and son Graham and the whole Pierce clan, all the great-grandchildren and grandchildren, the Triple M supporters. She was one of the, you know, the salt of the earth people. And enjoy being now with your husband, Henry, and may your cherished pies win tomorrow night.
Oh. And she was also online.
Online, Jim.
When that famous incident was told on 3RW.
Which is exactly what I'm getting to. So Queenie has become an icon in Melbourne. When I saw her for her birthday, she said, "Oh, you're one of those Toby people, aren't you?" She was a very regular caller to 3AW, and she meant a lot to that community as well. But let's all enjoy that famous night when Toby called through from Newport.
Down to Newport. Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Yes, Toby.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, good, thanks.
It's very late. Mum lets me stay up and listen to you guys some nights.
Good.
I love listening. It's the best. Me and my brother love to listen.
Good boy.
I have a joke.
Yes.
What's the funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
The funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
Yes.
Perhaps your nose.
Oh, nah.
What was it?
An anchovy's.
Oh, thank God for that, host.
Hang on.
Oh, what a pity, Toby. You've ruined your track record there. Never call us again, please. Never in your life even think about us.
And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
Richard and Mary, and we heard it and Simon heard it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not there. So, you've ruined it for all of us.
Toby, if you're ever thinking of tuning in again, just
don't.
Get a life. And, Toby, grow up.
You're old enough now to stop that.
I can tell you how bad it was. Keith McGowan was offended by it. That's how coarse it was.
And that's really scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'd never been offended.
Bill Howie's gone home.
Yes.
He
doesn't even work here anymore. Varley to the great queen, Queenie Pierce, yes. And the whole of the family, and thank you for bringing us joy without even being involved.
Oh, my God.
That is
so
a funny piece.
How many times I've heard that.
Yeah.
Never stops
and
being
every
funny.
Single time it is side-splitting, never call us again. Not doesn't even finish his sentences.
No.
Not on your own. Never call us.
Trying to think of someone to... He's not
be offended.
Offended. Someone's
poor
offended.
Poor old Keith McGowan.
Oh, no. He, really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And I think the cleaner's got a mention too at one stage.
Not sure about their whereabouts at the moment. But, yes.
Well done.
Well done. And sad passing of beautiful Queenie.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, that was live to air.
No.
Second hour coming at us. Looking forward to hearing from Big Shawnee Darcy ahead of the big game, of course, at Optus Stadium. Sold out. The Dockers and the Dogs. And I'll tell you what started here, Bill.
What?
Before you get your rap started, your second rappy, is the North Melbourne AFLW game. It's not been going long, only all about a minute and a half.
Well, hang on, Jim. Around the grounds for Gazman.
Well, I was hoping
Jim.
You weren't going to do that because, actually, the North Melbourne girls have got a shot on goal.
Righto.
The big power forward, number 60, is about 35 out, not much angle. So North about to hopefully kick the first goal of the game.
All tied up there, close one at the G. Thank you very much, James Brayshaw there, the life member of the North Melbourne Footy Club. Hey, what about tonight? Melbourne, Sydney, 7:50, just over a couple of hours away. Looking forward to this game, Jimmy boy. Christian Salem comes back in.
Yes, important too.
Very important there.
First goal of the Kangaroos, keep going.
Righto, Christian Petrarca plays his 150th game, by the way. Good game. Who are we liking there, Jim?
Melbourne for me. Yes. I know Sydney have got a good record against the D's here.
They have.
But I just really liked what they did a couple of weeks ago in Brisbane, Melbourne. If they bring that, they win.
All right. I love their spread of goal kickers. They've got a lot of goal kickers. This is Sydney, by the way, whereas Melbourne have struggled, Jim. But having said all that, I think Melbourne should win that one. What about the twilight game, 4:35 MCG tomorrow, Jim? The Cats and Collingwood. What about the ins for the Cats, by the way? Jeremy Cameron, Mitch Duncan, Reece Stanley. Guess who's been dropped? Brandon Parfitt.
Can't believe it. He's a quality player, Brandon Parfitt. If you're good enough to drop him, Bill, you are cherry ripe, the Cats.
And Mark O'Connor's played a lot of footy this year also. He's played a lot of games. So he's been dropped, Segler and Radigalia. So that'll be interesting to see who will be the sub, because I would have thought it'd be Parfitt. But then you've got O'Connor there also. And for the mighty Collingwood, Taylor Adams comes in. And McRae and Oliver Henry go out. One of those are going to have to be the sub, you would think there, Jimmy boy.
Yep.
So who are we liking?
Geelong. If you don't win the flag this year with the nick you're in, two games clear, full list to choose from, cherry ripe for me, Cats.
Yeah, well, one game at a time, Jim. So just let's look at tomorrow.
No, I'm putting a heap of pressure on you saying that this is the year of the Cat.
I would be disappointed if Geelong lose this game. I think they should win. And Fremantle Western Bulldogs, please.
Ooh,
good ins for Freo.
Go on.
Logue, Dennis Amos, and Rory Lobb.
Yes, so they're going tall.
Yes.
And I was going to ask about this to try and expose a smaller defensive unit for the Western Bulldogs. So I think Freo, because it's a home game.
Yeah, well, coming around the Dogs a bit, Alex Keith come in for them, Johannesson, and also Toby McLean comes back, Jim.
I know, that's interesting.
Dropped Josh Bruce there. So I think Freo at home, but if it rains, which they're expecting a little bit of rain, I'll have to ask Darce about that also.
We'll find out. We'll
exactly. Leon Cameron talks there that Sydney have reached out and said, do you want to come and run our Swans Academy program, Jim, and stay in Sydney?
Yep. And what, not coach a line? What would he do?
Swans Academy and that's it.
I think that's a very smart piece of recruiting from the Sydney Swans. I reckon he's a ripper, Leon Cameron. Mm-hmm. And get him into your building, Bill. It'll only add to what you already do really well.
A bit of tennis, Jim, over there in the US Open. The Special Ks are back and they're winning, Jim. They won. They're through the second set. They defeated the gentleman from France and the gentleman from Italy in four sets.
Who did they beat?
Hugo Gaston from France and Lorenzo Mazzaretti from Italia, Jim.
No, where was the first bloke from?
He's from France.
Right. Has he been on a plane lately?
Has he been on a plane?
Yeah.
And one of these pilots,
he? Might have been one of the pilots, I think, yes. There he is. And guess what, Jim? Guess what's happened, Jim, today at the Birdsville races?
Oh, how would I know?
Well, it's been rained out. It's been cancelled due to rain. It's been cancelled due to rain, Jim.
There's rain there since 1981.
They've had 20 mils of rain yesterday, so they're hoping that the 140 year of the cup is all go tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there. At the Birdsville races, Jim. You going to have a bet there?
No.
All right,
I don't have a bet anywhere.
Well, have a go. I'm just looking up, trying to find to see. I'll give you a winner of the cup. How long we got, Hose?
10 seconds.
Birdsville Cup. Here we go.
Get a winner.
We're back the three. Josberg.
Yeah, anyway, Sean Darcy, hopefully that'll be better than the last 4 minutes of broadcasting.
That was good stuff, that.
According to?
Fat.
Okay.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what happens. What? You give me 25 mil, then I never see you again.
The Dockers are back in the finals for the first time since 2015.
It's going to be the Dockers through to a preliminary final.
And this man will be a key factor in beating the Bulldogs tomorrow night.
As Darcy grabs it out of the ruck, a flying shot at goal, the old smash and grab.
And he's kicked one.
Please welcome Sean Darcy.
Oh, and how welcome is he, by the way? I love the Dockers being back in the finals. Been too long, 7 years. He's a long time out. And Big Darcy, you'd be very excited, I reckon, as we say hello to you.
Yeah, boys, how are we going? Yeah, we're pumped to be in there. The energy in the building and in the Optus Stadium tomorrow night is going to be hopefully going to be off its charts. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Is it sold out? And I think it's your first finals game, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. First final game for me and I think for a few of the boys. So I think it sold out in 5 hours or something ridiculous. So hopefully there's a fair few purple there and then they're cheering us on.
And also, is there rain predicted? Because not sure about the Dockers in a bit of moisture, Big Dar. So is there rain coming?
I think there is a little bit in the morning, but it should be pretty good by night time.
Right.
I think it's only 5 or 6 mils. So right. There was predictions it was going to be 20 at the start of the week, so but that's gone down a little bit.
Jeez, Darcy, I know you're a Cobden boy, and we're going to get to that a little bit later, but I grew up in Perth. I cannot believe every time you watch the news of anything happening in Western Australia, it is pissing down. It didn't rain that much in my whole 20 years there.
Oh, yeah, I reckon this year, I haven't played in this many wet games in my life since I've been over here. Well, this year's been a fair bit of wet games, which we've had a bit of practice, which is good.
Well, I'd also know from growing up there just how passionate Freo people are about their footy, going back to East and South Fremantle in the Waffle, and now, of course, the Fremantle Dockers, the Purple Haze, mm-hmm. Flag Mantle. Jeez, it'd be starting to get nice and excited.
Yeah, it's a bit of a different feel, finals. You go down and get a coffee, everyone wants to talk to you. So, they're great, the Purple Army. We love them, but hopefully they're loud and passionate.
Had a good, yeah, bloody hope. Had a good season, Darce, Freo. Finished fifth on the ladder, 15 and a half wins. So I reckon a few of us over this way were just thinking, oh, they'll drop off. They've gone all right, but they'll drop off. But you haven't.
We were 2 points really away from second. So we've had some really good and consistent performance throughout the whole year. So, we've had a couple of patches where we haven't been playing our great footy, but I think we're back playing really, really good and really team first football, which is good to see.
What are the indicators for you? I'm at the G tonight about to watch Melbourne play against Sydney. Melbourne have only lost the contested ball count 4 times in the whole year. So clearly that's something they build their game around. What is it with the Fremantle Dockers? If you do well, you pretty much always win.
We want to be really tough around the contest and get the ball moving forward and then play the game in our front half. I think we have a really good forward half defence. Our backs are really good. They're really good at positioning really well and defending the ground and suffocating as much as we possibly can. So, if the ball's trapped in our forward half, we feel like we're playing our roles and playing to our advantage.
And the changes? I haven't seen them yet. What are the changes for the Freo side?
Griff, Lobby, ooh, and Jai Miss are in.
Oh, so yeah.
Three big boys up forward.
Amos, tell us about him. He's only played a couple of games.
Yeah, he's a very good set shot, the big fella. He does not miss. It's crazy. Like, he'll swat him from anywhere. He's a country boy down in Busselton. And yeah, he's got a lot of tricks to him, the big fella, which is we're excited to see.
Well, interesting you're going as tall as you are in the forward half because everyone who assesses the Western Bulldogs says that their defensive half is the Achilles heel for them. So clearly you've targeted that, big does.
Yeah, especially with Griffin Lobby coming back there. The last week, they're really important to us for our structure, really, and we feel like our forwards, Smalls, really, really rely on them, make big contests and bring it to ground. So, they're really important to us.
Yeah, and what is interesting, the Dogs have dropped Josh Bruce, just probably because of that. So it's very interesting. One of our favourites, Lloyd Meek.
Big Meeky.
We like Meeky. He's one of your mates, big of Meeky. Course. How do you get on with the Meekster?
Yeah, I love Meeky. He's a country boy. We grew up probably a couple of hours apart.
Where's he from?
Spent a lot. He's from Ballarat.
Wow.
So, we played a lot of footy growing up against each other. So, he's a good fella. He's a ripping person, good human, and he works his extremely hard.
He's arse off.
Yeah,
I think you're about to say he works his arse off, does.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know what ones I'm allowed to swear in. I've sworn in a couple, so yeah. Try and keep it PG.
You're definitely allowed to here, mate.
Yeah.
We'll take all comers on this particular version of the Rush Hour. Hey, stick around for a minute for us, please. There's lots more to discuss with one of the rising stars of the ruck caper, Sean Darcy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mowed the lawn.
You mowed.
Yep.
You know what that's called? Jim's mowing.
There we are. Sean Darcy, good enough to join us ahead of the massive elimination final coming up tomorrow night at Optus Stadium, which is sold out. Of course, the Dogs taking on the Fremantle Dockers on their home turf. Now, Darcy, when I have a look at you, 203 centimetres, Bill.
And the weight, Jim, how much the weight?
No, Bill, not bringing that up just yet.
Oh, righto.
No, we're going a different way with this one. 203 centimetres.
Yes.
It is extraordinary in modern football that you can say that that is not tall for a ruckman. I mean, Max Gawn, 208. Jared Witts, 209. Tim English, tomorrow night, 207. Are you amazed that you regularly come up against blokes comfortably bigger than you are?
Yeah, there's some big boys out there, but I have to go against Aaron Sanderlands when I got drafted. So yeah. I don't reckon anyone comes in as big as him. So he was a big boy.
Well, as in tall this is, Jim, what about the weight? How do you go there? Because you seem to stick that bum out and you bowl them over.
Yeah, go all right. That's what I like to bring them down, to my level in terms of wrestling and things like that. So, yeah, enjoy that side of the game.
Darcy, can you believe Bill's asking you about your weight?
No, he can't, Jim.
He clearly can't. Good, I don't blame him either.
Good country boy from, I think, Cobden. But I think you lived in, what's it called, Parham Beat or something? Are you originally from there, yeah. Darcy?
South Parham Beat. It's a farm about 10 minutes outside Cobden.
And there's nothing there?
Nothing. No, not a thing. There's probably 20 people in the South Parham Beat community, I reckon, and we took up six of them. So,
is there a lake there or something, mate?
Yeah, Lake Parham Beat.
That'd be
a nice lake.
Yeah, Bill, that'd be the lake, I reckon. Yeah.
Are you related to Tim Darcy, the Geelong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timothy's my uncle.
Ah, so your dad
played a bit of footy with him.
Is your dad a vet?
Yeah, Greg. Yep.
Yeah.
A local vet down there.
Local vet. Oh, that's all right.
Well, and of course, an incredible area for AFL footballers. Ben Cunnington, of course, a Cobden boy. Yep. Gary Rowan, a Cobden boy.
Zach
Merritt from Cobden. What is it in the water down there, Darcy?
Oh, I reckon there's just not a lot of things to do in Cobden. So the footy oval's the only thing that really, really draws people. So you spend a fair bit of time down there. I think the pub's reopened again, so that's good. There's a fair bit to do there. It closed for a few years, but now it's back going again, so... Yeah, it's a good little town if you're ever in that way. Yeah. Head down there.
Well, we're not far from there Monday night. We're going down to Colac to do our final regional show for the year, which is not too far from Cobden. No, Tell us, you've got some amazing young midfielders to work to. Obviously, Andy Brayshaw's had a really good season, just the AFLPA's best player. But not only that, there's Caleb Sarong, he's a ripper. You've got a couple of others who have come forward and played really good footy. So everyone thought with Fife and Mundy, two legends of the club and the game coming out, that it'd be slim pickings in there, but this young group's come forward for you.
No, they're exactly right. They've been really good. They're leading the way for our club, and they're doing a really good job in that. We got Will Brody, and then a few boys are playing some really good waffle footy with Neil Erasmus and Matt Johnson, things like that. So it's really exciting to be a part, and it's a really good group. They're really driving each other to become better every day and at training and things like that. So it's exciting.
Fredericks, he's exciting.
Oh, Roy Fredericks.
Yeah, Roy. He's from down your way, Portland, I reckon, isn't he?
Fredericks? No, he's South Australia, isn't he?
Oh, Portland. South Australia. If you keep following the road.
Well, that ends up around Gambier. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, around that area. Yes, Jim.
What the hell?
I want to know what Big Das does before a game. So when are you playing not till Saturday night? Yes. 8:10 over here, Jim. Well, cheers, it's late. But so what happens? Do you have a sleep? I reckon the big bear would go into the cave and have a nice little sleep.
Yeah, so I like my naps. So tonight, it probably starts tonight. I'll go to Pilates and have a little stretch and feel good, and then jump in the water a couple of times. I'm about 500 metres from the beach, yep. South Beach. So get there and then, yeah, try to get moving throughout the day tomorrow. I don't really like sitting around. I feel like I get really seized up and my legs get a bit tight before we're there. So get moving and then try to get into the game pretty early. So I'll head in there about 3:30-ish and then off we go.
Do you watch the other games? The cracker last night.
Oh, wasn't it? Well, yeah, I enjoy my footy, so I watch most games.
Yeah. Bill, yes. I'm just looking at the map here, right, around Cobden.
Oh, good luck trying to find Parambit or whatever it is.
No, I can't find that. Bostock's Creek, Buller Hare, yeah. Tenderook, Jancourt East, Alingamite, Cobbrico. What are these joints, Dars?
Yeah, it's a funny place, Cobden. It's a great place, but there's a lot of little towns and little suburbs, we call them, but I don't reckon you can call them suburbs.
So when you went for a night out back in the day,
yeah,
did you head to Camberdown? Did you go to Terang? Where the hell did you go for a bit of a sip and a look?
Yeah, Camberdown has a good pub called the Hamden that goes all right that you get to. Yeah, and if you want to go somewhere, probably Warrnambool would be the 45-minute drive. Yeah. About that, it's probably
Warrnambool.
Yeah, it's all right.
We lost Bill in Warrnambool one night. We couldn't find him. He wandered off, and we actually lost him for 24 hours.
You can get lost in Warrnambool pretty easily.
I did. Someone grabbed me down there. Now Sam Walsh is also from Cobden, of course. And do you know his old man Wayne? Because he was a great cricketer. Yeah. He'd make hundreds there, and then he was a great footballer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I think he taught me woodwork or something. In school, I reckon.
Woodwork. Have you kicked on with that, Das?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to renovate a house, which I'm struggling at, but I'm having a go. So, getting my knees dirty and things like that.
The big
going right.
I want to ask him a serious question here, Jim. Was there a chance you were coming back to Geelong, Sean?
Oh, my God.
Sean?
Not really. I haven't really had any discussions with my manager about that. Oh. So,
no, Bill.
Right.
Does every single player?
You know something that I don't.
Oh, well, it was in the papers down there in the Parambit Times. It was in there that local
the
boy.
Does every single footballer that comes from the Western Districts, Bill just assumes, is going to play for Geelong at some stage or another?
Yeah,
but
okay.
We've taken up too much of your time.
Well,
this is, by the way, a best and fairest winner at the club, a Doig medalist. Doig. Bill, a star. He is Sean Darcy. Huge night for the club tomorrow night, mate. Good luck with every single bit of it.
So easy. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both had boys.
Yes.
How is it that when they're little, their farts smell so bad?
We should get a doctor on.
I don't reckon.
This Sunday, it is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Bill and James, for Sunday.
Yes, thank you. That's the only time I'll hear that said, by the way. Oh. Four sons, they'll all forget.
What will you get,
Bill,
Jim? What will
Chemist
you?
Warehouse, if you want to buy your dad a magnificent fragrance, this is your one-stop shop. I'm going to get to what you put on yesterday, but your Mont Blanc Legend, Coach by Coach is superb.
Yep.
Calvin Klein, the CK1, Aramis, which my old man actually has worn his whole life.
Same as my dad.
Yep, he absolutely loves it. So, Bill, there are superb presents everywhere for Dad.
Well, I had the Defy on yesterday, and it was magnificent. Not overbearing, was it, Hose?
No, it was lovely, but it made you go a bit all
weird.
Well, I went home, and then I had a function at the Belgrave Hotel last night.
Oh, no.
And Jim. Wow, does it work?
Oh, now it's even more creepy than it was yesterday.
Belgrave Hotel.
The Belgrave Hotel, that would have been all over you.
Lucky Belgrave.
And it worked. So that was magnificent. So that was a bit of Calvin Klein there.
Online, you can shop. They'll get it to you within 3 hours. Click and collect or get in store. The home of magnificent fragrance for Dad this Sunday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tom Brady, you'd know plenty about him, Bill.
Yes, I know his mum, Marsha, and his sister, Jan.
Can you believe it?
They're a good bunch.
I'm going with the Brady bunch.
Hose, I can hold the people back no longer. The family. I can hold them back no longer. They want to hear an idiot file.
Yes.
They want it complete. Unfortunately, because we've had Big Das, of course, and Bozo at the top of the show, Bo Ryan.
Yeah.
Brag artist, this has been a bit condensed, this show. We've had to bring it in a little closer than we normally would.
Jim, you know what that tells me?
What?
You know what it tells me?
Yes, what?
I've had a good week.
No, I don't reckon.
Yes, it does,
Maddie
Jimmy
said
boy.
To me, I've got 10, 12 minutes. I said, Maddie, no, we can only fit 4.5 in, but they'll be 4.5 for the very, very best.
I've never been to his house so quickly, Jim. We went up that hill sideways into a couple
sideways.
Of...
Sideways.
But, and the sponsors, the Deloitte on board, and everyone's got on board?
The Deloitte.
Yeah, so...
We stayed up, had a meal at the Deloitte.
Tight.
He said that all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Deloitte. Why do you find it hard to say?
Deloitte.
That's it.
Then, Jimmy, were eight.
Oh, no.
What about that for
what
a throw?
What about that?
I think the town really supports the footy club really well.
They do. Who would like to mention? Cam Arnold would, because I know Cam.
Who would like to mention?
No, who would you like to mention?
Give it a plug then. Yeah. What are you called?
AKM Quality Carpentry down in Geelong.
Oh, AKM Quality Carpentry.
That's it, Jim.
Righto, yes. Bill.
The next time I need some carpet, I'll ring Mitchie.
Where are you ringing?
Mitchie, AKM Quality Carpet.
Carpentry. Bill. He's a carpenter.
I know what. Well, shut up.
Matty in Lancefield.
Hello, Matthew.
How are you, boys?
Good. What had happened to you?
To see if it's as bad in person as it sounds through the speakers.
I'll sum Joseph up in one word, Jim.
Oh, what was that sentence? Rosie will do a magnificent job of keeping everyone. You'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
duck.
There. No duck. No duck.
It hasn't happened yet.
I've got a incline. I got a feeling, Jim.
An incline.
An incline.
You've got an incline.
I got a feeling. And you know what today month is, Jim?
Well, that's not a sentence.
It is.
You can't say today month.
24th of August today, 24th of September, grand final day.
Is that what that today month bit meant?
That's right. Hence.
A month from today.
Well, I like to shorten things.
Do you really?
That is a bloody hero.
Two
Jim.
Ks.
To the hospital.
Yes.
In Albany.
Albany.
Carlton have delisted 200 gamer, former state saint. Jack Nunes, Jim. You know who hasn't been in their last side? Johansson and Crozier. They've got to make their...
Even Johansson.
Johansson. Yep. And Melbourne Storm hosts the Sydney Roosters tomorrow night at Amy Park, Jim.
Tonight.
At Amy Park in their final home and away game. Mm-hmm. And I caught up with Daniel.
Yeah, did you?
On my new podcast, Formula Billy.
Hang on a minute. What's the name of it called?
Formula Billy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure how I think our blokes might bat a bit better than probably they will, so that'll be the challenge.
Mate, Marco Jansen, he left arm exactly like Bruce Lead. Bruce Reed.
Yeah, Bruce Lead.
Yeah, that's right.
Bruce Reed. But I tell you what, nice hotel,
very
Jimmy boy.
Nice hotel.
Yes. And you know why it's a nice hotel? Nice dunnies.
Yes, they were. Bloody way.
Palacious.
That's true. Palacious.
Palacious toilet.
Palacious toilet.
Which Hitchcock film largely set at the Bates Motel? Which Hitchcock film was largely set? Name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges. The Macedon Ranges. Who crossed and named the Campese? What's a river?
The hell.
Campaspe River.
Oh, no. It's a big joint.
Who named the Campaspe River in 1836? And also Nick Kyrgios defeated the Tansy Kokkinakis. Yes.
Tansy.
He likes to go with that. On centre court, he won 6-3.
So this is not his doubles partner?
Yes, it is his doubles partner.
So first name's not Tansy.
I think you'll find it. It's Tansy Kokkinakis.
No.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Tansy. Adelaide, Melbourne.
Oh, my God.
Tanansy.
Tana.
Anyway, he's out. Also, we chat to the great Ricky Ponting, Jim. You didn't get invited to his little soiree. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh, my God. What has happened to him?
Jim.
He's rattled. Jing.
Jim. It's a week out of
Brandon me Jing.
That'll be interesting.
Because you
game.
Know what happened? Nat did his first, or the announcement came out
That's
first.
That's right, yes.
And when it did, I thought, ooh, that just might swing things the dog's way a little.
Especially with some rain.
That's it. And
coming.
Then as soon as I heard about Libra, I went, now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equilibrium.
Oh, my God.
Spell barbecue.
Right. BBQ.
My bracelet.
B-A-R-B-E-Q-U-E.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
Q.
It's your quiz.
Oh, no, sorry. And there you had a little chat. Guess where they're going for drinks?
Oh, good.
Starts at four.
Star, is it?
Mm.
Starts
at four, Jim. Did you have some?
No, it sounds like
sounds like you have.
I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim,
yes.
I don't ask for more, much. I just want...
I thought it was meant for us so we have more experience with other people in the building.
And you talk to people, you collaborate or whatever the word is. What's that word that everyone uses in the cricket team?
Fiona joins us from Melbourne to start off the conversation. The question is?
When have you what seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
Not that, huh?
That's the craft right there. Fee.
Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
What do you think? When she's not with him, she prances around the veldt, avoiding lions.
No.
Oh, dear. But guess what, James? What? There's a longer version that'll be on the podcast later on the Listener app, L-I-S-T-N-R. Well done, Bill. Thank you.
So that's how good a week you've had.
No
there's
end.
A 12, 13-minute one, Jim, on the Listener.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory.
Even as we threw... Even as we threw to that idiot file, yes. The person here at the G who runs the siren was looking forward to it.
He blew the siren, Jim. Well done, Bill. You've had a good week. Well done.
Yeah, no
When well are done. We on holidays?
Not soon enough.
Mm, Christ. I'm just carrying Jim the whole bloody time.
All right.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
We hope Rabs is going all right, by
we
the
do,
way.
We do, yes.
Spoke to him earlier. He'll be right on Monday. Just good. Needed an extra day to recuperate in time for Colac.
Colac.
All right, that's good. That's good. Because,
yes.
You know, while we're pretty robust on this show our feedback to each other, well, certainly Bill and I are.
Yeah.
I haven't missed a show in 11 years and you've missed two or three,
one.
So one.
And,
was it?
And Rabs has 3 days off with a little cough.
Oh, no, we wish him well, old Bartholomew, so we'll see him on Monday in Colac.
Yeah, looking forward to that. The Austral Hotel on Monday, Jim. That'll be good fun there. Don't worry about that.
No, bloody oath it will in the middle of the Western Districts. But now, because it's Friday, the jokes have got a little fruit attached.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, no.
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on
Now that opener makes me giggle even before you start the joke.
Yeah, same. No, it doesn't. Actually, I don't like it. Oh, no. This has got a bit of mango hanging from the tree here, Jim.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, fruit.
Oh, mango. Right, I see. Yeah.
Just can't pick that up, you two.
Well, mango, I thought you were going down a really bad path.
My heart has started palpitating in anticipation.
Yeah. Why, Jim,
yes.
is there no pregnant Barbies?
Or even are there no pregnant Barbies?
Why?
I don't know.
Because Ken came in another box.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That can't be where you're headed.
I don't know whether Ken was really that interested in Barbie either. But,
no. This is having a laugh.
You can't say that.
You can't be putting a layer on that.
And another Sam Blackwell. I think that's 9 from 10 for Anthony Williams.
What the hell?
I tell you what.
Hose is just lathering some over the top.
That's worse than my joke.
Sorry.
9 out of 10 ain't bad.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Come on, Hose. You're
tidy
better than
it up.
No, I'm not.
I think Rabbits will be back Monday.
Monday.
No, Hose out. Rabbits in.
Woo! Hose just casting aspersions on Ken.
Not sure.
Yes. Well. Sapa.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances at chemistwarehouse.com.au to get free, fast delivery to your door within 3 hours. Ends 3 p.m. local time, September 4. See website for full T's and C's.